drum, which is wrapped to a wool shirt, has an electrical field that can attract pieces of paper near it. A magnet also has a magnetic field that can attract the iron filing near it. Moreover, a massive body such as the Earth or a star has a gravitational field around itself that makes it able to attract other close bodies toward it. Comparing these fields makes us believe that maybe there's a connection between them, or maybe they came from the same source. This is why we are interested in comparing and solving a gravitational field involved problem with the one being called Aharonov-Bohr, which is a direct effect of electromagnetic property. To introduce this effect, in short, consider a wire which has been twisted around a pencil, just like a twist telephone cord known as solenoid. Applying an electrical current through the wire will produce a strong magnetic field inside the solenoid and no magnetic field outside it. Now suppose we make an electron to move along a cylindrical path around the solenoid and return to its first position without crossing the solenoid. One might think that the electron doesn't feel the magnetic field. However, surprisingly, it does feel it. In fact, the magnetic field produced by the solenoid somehow influences the electron's energy. This is what exactly occurs when a stone encircles outside a cylindrical shaped star instead of a typical spherical one, which keeps turning around its axis. As a result, it produces a gravitational field like the one solenoid does, and also the field outside the star vanishes. So it is expected that the stone doesn't feel the field caused by the star, but unbelievably it does.